you know, I was chilling and I was pretty much relaxing and minding my own business. And I was kind of lackadaisical and just kind of chilling and not worried about nothing. And I had lost compassion on what other people are going through. The only way you can have compassion on other people is if you go through it and overcome it. And you can help people get through it because you've been there. And it's so hard to believe. If you didn't go through it, other people that you tell, you wouldn't believe. You would say, they're just making up a story. It's so bizarre that it's hard to believe. And if somebody else told you the story you went through, you would say, they're crazy. That's not real. So you have to go through it to have compassion on these people. And so this is why there's so many channels now teaching this stuff. And the devil has to get more slick over time. Because when you turn the light on, he says, uh-oh. He recoils back and he starts to change and he starts to be more of an actor. The devil in a person has to become a better actor over time, a better performer. And so this is why, as more truth comes out, this is why everything's looking like a movie down here. It's looking ridiculous. Look, the more truth that you speak, the more crazy the devil has to act. And so he has to become a greater actor in these people, because the devil can't do anything unless he has a host. The devil needs a host, a person. And if he don't have a host, we're all vibrating high. I heard somebody yesterday, she was really a good talker. She said, you know, we're not playing these drama games. We're not playing these projection games. We're not playing these low vibration games. We see through them. We know what they are. We're not playing the he said, she said, the gossip, the backbiting, the unforgiveness, the bitterness. We're not playing these low vibration games anymore. And so the high vibration people, the born again, the ones who are walking in the spirit, or the ones that are rising up, play it outside this stupid, demonic, demon-possessed people game that, you know, the flesh mind. As we rise up, we're not playing those games anymore. You know? We're not playing them anymore. We're just not going to play them anymore. And so as more people elevate, what does the devil have to do through these people? They have to become master deceivers. They have to become actors. The best actors are not in Hollywood. They're right in you're rubbing shoulders with them every day, because they got to survive. At least an actor, they only act on the set for an hour a day or whatever and do their role, and then they go home or whatever. But we're talking about people who have to act every day to survive. So these are actors. These are masters at their craft. Master deceivers. It kind of blows your mind once you see through it. And the more you're away from, the more you isolate yourself and the more you meditate and cut the noise off. See, one of the reasons you can't see it is because you've got the music on. I promise you, if you cut the music off, the whole world's going to reveal that it's all big, fat joke. Yeah, you got to go through your routine and pay your bills, but while you're here doing that stupid routine, your 3D routine is working for money, but you use that 3D routine to win souls and raise the people higher with some truth, you know. You're fighting a five-dimensional warfare with principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and some of these 3D creatures have sold their soul to the 5D warfare on the dark side, and you're fighting on the light, and they know you're fighting, and they know you're real, but they got to try to make you look crazy. makeup stuff, fake reality. And so now, when as the truth gets becomes more and more revealed, now AI is on the scene to try to hide it even more. But you can actually use AI to reveal it. So AI, they can use AI to hide it, but they can, you can also use AI to reveal it. So it's like a double-edged sword. And so as we see the day approaching, as Jesus approaches, we see this battle. We see the separation. And so as we elevate to the spirit-filled mindset, it doesn't matter what these creatures do because you're free. It doesn't matter what they have, their materialism or their image, so-called. We know the war, it could be, look what happened to Ukraine. It could be gone in 2 seconds. The secret is, study your medical stuff. Get in shape. Cut back sugar. Don't drink. Get you some sleep. And see, they listen to this. I look back over my life, and I remember my first wife. She was doing the MK Ultra stuff. I would be asleep. I worked all day, worked hard, and she'd be in the kitchen slamming doors to try to take away my sleep. She would try to gaslight. She would try to put, try to cause drama and confusion and going across the street. She was actually demon possessed. So MK Ultra is nothing more than a demonic spirit. And the demonic spirits play the same game. I didn't know all this back then. If I'd have known what I know now back then, I'd have never married that woman. I had no idea that people in your own house could be trying to kill you, stress you out, because they have no peace. As a demon, it was a demon. As I look back, I was married to a demon-possessed woman. It was wild. They have no inner peace. And if they don't have peace, they don't want you to have peace. If you have an advantage that they don't, whether it's your job or you get to rest more, they don't want you to sleep. If it was a real wife and she saw you working hard all day, or even if you retired, she'd say, yeah, you need some sleep. A real wife is going to say, you got your sleep, you got your food, how's your clothes? She'd be taking care of you. But a demon-possessed wife who's a competitor instead of a completer, the competition in the home is stupid. Instead of completing, she wants to compete. Why? Her insecurities. If you got any woman that's trying to compete with you, it's because of insecurities. She wants to be the man. She's jealous of your manhood. Instead of completing, she wants to compete. Seriously. And where'd she learn it? Where'd she learn it? She had to learn it from her mama or her sisters. She learned it from her mama or her sisters. There's no other explanation, because she didn't learn it unless she just... I don't know where else she could have learned it from. Where else she gonna learn it from? And she don't even know she's wrong. She don't even know she's wrong. She thinks it's normal because that's all she knows. And the women, you know, the same women, you probably had the men the same way. The men don't even know they're running a program. So you got a saved woman married to this unsaved man who's running on a program. And he don't even know it's a program. Where did he get it from? His mama, his bloodline, his grandmother, his aunts, uncles. It's a program. So whoever enables the program instead of rebuking it is part of the guilt there, because it's a bloodline. So they can't break the bloodline without the blood of Jesus. They'll never claim the blood and never break the program, and they'll just get worse and worse and worse and worse. I've seen 3 Mack trucks speeding down the highway today, changing lanes like crazy. So, 3 of them at different times. So that tells me there's a spiritual significance behind that. Mack truck, M-A-C, 1313. M is 13, A is 1, C is 3. 1313, Mockingbird Lane. Antichrist, Antichrist. The AC drama of the Antichrist. So the drama has to appear on the scene when you see a Mack truck, because the only way they're going to capsize your ship is drama. And if you let the drama mess with you, you can actually hear that truck back there. He's like six cars back now, but he's trying to catch up with me. And you can actually hear it. He's just on my heels. The drama. The draconian machine is the drama. Dra-ma. Ma is machine. Dra is Draco. Drama. Draconian machine. D-R-A. Listen, here. He's trying to catch me. Look. That drama. That Mack truck. And it looks like a monster. It looks like a bulldog. I mean, the way that the front of it's designed, it looks like a monster. And what's it carrying? Yeah, that's scary. That Mack truck is scary. Mack trailer. I mean, it's got Mack all over the back. The drama. Here's what they're trying to do. Here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to traumatize you and make your life a living Hades and put you under trauma so that you go inside. I decoded these people a long time ago. They want to just torment you until you go crazy so that you go inside and you receive a demon. You become a part of the hive mind. But you got born again. You received Jesus. You can't ever join the hive. And they're going to have to cut your head off before you join the hive. The hive mind is here. It's always been here. It started in Genesis 3. She received the wrong spirit from the devil. She had spiritual sex with the devil, sold her soul to the devil, married the devil, and then she became a promoter, a cult promoter. What do they call them? A recruiter. So Eve became a recruiter for the devil, the cult. So you got a lot of hive mind creatures. 1313, Mockingbird Lane, AC, Antichrist drama, the AC sine wave, the sin wave. So you got a bunch of recruiters trying to recruit you into the hive mind, because they don't believe you're really born again. They say you're not like us. You need to join us. You'll have money. You'll have pleasure. You'll have everything you need. Just join us. Well, you need to get born again. You're a sinner. What about your sin? Well, there's no such thing as sin. That's the thing. They lied to you. That's just the red versus blue psyop. There's no such thing as sin. Well, how come you go out the front door and there's murder? How come you read the paper? How come there's murder everywhere? So if they murdered your child, would that be sin? Well, it's not. If they cut your child's head off, would that be a sin? You would try to kill them. You want to be a Superman and say, I'm not a part of it? Well, wait till they come in your house and take your stuff or kill you. Is that a sin then? See, their argument falls apart. Their argument falls apart. They don't want to admit sin because they want to be their own God. And they use all these Gnostic arguments saying Yahweh and Lucifer are the same person. And they use the red versus blue Superman lie that goes back to Gnosticism somewhere, or gematria or something. And they believe this lie because they can't admit they're sinners, and they're trying to indoctrinate you into a demon hive mind. For real, people. This is not a joke. I'm serious. This is great. This is the biggest movie in town. If you put this on the Hollywood, they would ban it because it's so close to the truth. And the hive mind as we see the day approaching, the hive mind is approaching at the same time, because you got Christ and you got Antichrist. And so the drama, the Mack truck, the Antichrist drama, Draco Ma, is the only way they can capsize and shut you down and stop you. They really are mad right now. I've saw three Mack trucks driving crazy today. They are mad as a snake. They really are. And it's so obvious that you can't even put words in it. And they're master deceivers. They'll even say they believe in Jesus, but the Bible says the devils believe in Jesus and tremble. Are you saved? Are you born again? Did you receive Christ into your heart by faith? Are you really a renewed person? Are you just pretender? Are you religious but lost? Are you saved? Why are you persecuting the saints? Leave us alone. We don't want to join the hive. We can't. We've already dedicated our life to God. Jesus. The real Jesus. Not the book of John. Not the book of Thomas. Not your fake book, Jesus. The real Jesus. So you just think Jesus is a teacher. We know Jesus is God. You can't stand it. You got to shut us down. I mean, you are mad as a snake because we are not joining your little group of hive, hell-bound sinners. Y'all are going all to hell in a handbasket, and you can't stand it that we are not going with you.